As oft as we come to this communion table, this table of the Lord, of the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Lord of hosts, the Lord Jesus Christ, this table of grace, this table of unmerited favor, this table wherein we partake having not earned, but wherein we receive of God His promises in Jesus Christ, wherein we are to remember Him. That is Jesus and what He has done. At this table are these two elements: a cup of wine and broken bread. There's nothing significant of them, save they are symbols to draw to mind Jesus and what He has done. He took the bread and He said, and He broke it, He blessed it and broke it and gave and said, "This is My body which is given for you." And He took the cup and He said, "This is the cup of My blood, blood of the New Testament." I wasn't going to go here, but I want to do it anyway. Blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you. Now, I believe the greatest picture in Scripture of what God in Christ, or through Christ, has done for us is contained in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. It says in the 4th verse, "Surely He has," and I'm going to read it right, "but in fact He has borne our sicknesses, our diseases, our infirmities, and he's carried the pains thereof away. Goes on to say that with his stripes we are healed. The sixth verse says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's the essence of sin, folks. And the response to that was, and the Lord laid on him, that is Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Isaiah goes on in the 12th verse to say, therefore, I will divide him, that is Jesus, a portion with the great, and shall divide the spoil with the strong. There's a better translation of that, and I'm sorry, I gave it before and I didn't write it down. There's better, and it talks about many. He's going to divide this spoil. In the 33rd chapter of Isaiah, he is describing a future time. He's describing Zion. He's describing Jerusalem, which has come down from heaven. And in the 23rd verse of that 33rd chapter, it says, then is the prey of a great spoil divided. The lame shall take the prey. That God give you ears to hear. And speaking of that place where we shall ever be with the Lord, it says of that place, and the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity over and over again. God is giving us descriptions of not only what Jesus did for us, but describing our condition as a result of what he did. And therefore, at this table of grace, this simple act of faith is employed and looking, putting the future in the past tense as an inhabitant of God's city. We take this bread saying, with his stripes we are healed, and therefore as an inhabitant we shall not say, I am sick. And that through and in Jesus Christ. And the people that dwell therein it doesn't say, it's added by the translators, it says the people that dwell therein forgiven iniquity not shall be. But the people that dwell therein, forgiven iniquity. And that in Christ Jesus our Lord. Take the cup. Praising his name and giving him thanksgiving. Because for his sake, we are forgiven iniquity. Amen.